Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
So groundbreaking is underway for the massive Vantage Data Center's Lighthouse project in Port Washington. Been talking about this for several months. $15 billion investment. Massive. And it will, among other things, go toward the construction on this 672-acre site. But Vantage Data Centers is also pledging $3 million to the Lakeshore Natural Resource Partnership. And the goal here is to restore a 1.8-mile stretch of the Valley Creek Corridor. In Port Washington, they're trying to improve aquatic habitats and also expand recreation opportunities. Emily Backus is the sustainability director from Vantage. And Emily, as we welcome you into the show, I know you're out in Denver, but I noted the 414 area code that our producer Gina called, linking you to the state of Wisconsin, unless you've moved here already from Denver. Boy, that'd be fast.
No, I haven't moved, although I've been visiting quite a bit. I was actually born and raised in Milwaukee. I'm at least fourth generation Wisconsinite, so I grew up listening to your station, and I'm really thrilled to be on the show.
Oh, we absolutely love that. Well, you're talking about an important topic right now. We've heard a lot about water positivity around these data centers. For our fans, can you explain what water positivity actually means and how it will be measured?
Yeah, absolutely. So our goal of water positivity means we are committed to restoring and improving more water in Wisconsin than we use each year. And supporting the Valley Creek Corridor restoration and other water-related projects contributes to achieving that goal. But really, achieving water positivity starts with minimizing our water use. So by using a closed-loop cooling system, the Lighthouse campus will use about the same amount of water as just 65 homes. And all of that water will come from Port Washington's municipal water system. And then we'll keep a very close track of how much water we're using, measure that, and then make sure we are appropriately investing to achieve water positivity each year.
So the investment into this Lakeshore Natural Resource Partnership, it's part of a 1.8, nearly 2-mile stretch of the Valley Creek Corridor. And as I read through here, it does indicate the goal is to improve aquatic habitats and expand recreation opportunities. Can you speak to what specific restoration activities that the funding will support?
Yeah, absolutely. So our $3 million donation supports the construction costs of the restoration. So there are a number of different activities that are going to be involved in this restoration, including removing debris from the stream, stabilizing the banks to reduce erosion and make the stream cleaner for aquatic species. And very importantly, it's going to provide flood control benefits for the city of Port Washington, which has experienced several very significant floods in the past 10 years.
I was going to ask a little bit more. I think we have some fans who know exactly what Valley Creek is and other people who have absolutely no idea. Can you give us a little history of Valley Creek? Because this is nearly 2 miles of an urban stream.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? It's almost hidden right now. There aren't any direct trails right along the creek. And so even people in Port Washington might not notice it, even if they're very close to it. And so the creek has, of course, been there for a very long time and has undergone changes as the city has undergone changes over the years. But really, over time, it has cut a very deep channel, and really just all of the erosion, not functioned as well as it should. And so the restoration, in addition to both that flood control and the improvement for aquatic species, the project partners, which are the City and Lakeshore Natural Resources Partnership, are also going to provide more access to the creek. There will be more native species planted. It'll be much more visible and accessible for the residents of Port Washington.
So Emily, Vantage is donating $3 million for the construction of this project and to get everything up and running and improve aquatic habitats and also recreation opportunities. But once it's complete, how are these investments maintained long term? Who takes control of that?
So the entire corridor is city property. So it's owned by the city of Port Washington, and the city is planning for the ongoing maintenance of the creek corridor.
Is that then too, would it be the city holding your group accountable? Because I think, especially when it comes to data centers and everything that's going on right now, we do have a lot of people who are skeptical. So who's watching this and holding you accountable? Is it the city, environmental groups, independent experts?
In terms of the Valley Creek Corridor project, this is not something that Vantage is constructing. We've given this $3 million freely for the project partners, Lakeshore Natural Resource Partnership and the city, to use in the most constructive way possible to do the improvements that are being designed right now. So that $3 million will go to the highest and best use as LNRP and the city see fit.
So, Emily, at what point does Vantage connect with leadership in Port Washington to identify a project like this?
Yeah. So this is something we identified very early on, really, when we were still looking at the property that would become the Lighthouse Data Center campus. And we connected with city officials and asked, what are the ongoing environmental projects or concerns that you're seeing in the area? And the Valley Creek Corridor project was one that they told us about pretty quickly. And I went out to visit and took a tour of the area. And it was very easy to see that the benefits to the residents and the environment was enough to convince us that supporting it was a really important effort.
I think you have a lot of people clapping their hands saying that's great. Vantage Data Center is pledging $3 million to support the Valley Creek Corridor revitalization project in Port Washington. They love it. But you have the skeptics, too. So what do you say to those community members who believe that the data project will be a strain on environmental resources?
I'd invite them to learn more about our efforts. We're working really hard to make this campus a model of sustainable data center development, not only by investing in local projects like the Valley Creek Corridor restoration, but also by supporting the development of new clean energy resources in Wisconsin, restoring native landscapes on our campus, and many other activities. And they can learn more. We do have a dedicated website for the campus, VantageDCLighthouseCampus.com.
So, Emily, when does this project begin? We know the data center is underway, groundbreaking, ceremonial event, and so on. When does this project get up and running, and when might it be complete?
Yeah, so the Valley Creek Corridor project is still undergoing engineering and design. So the construction kickoff won't be starting until likely the end of next year, and it'll be a multi-year construction project to get everything complete.
Well, really interesting information and exciting times for the folks at Vantage who are now breaking ground here on their AI data center in Port Washington. Emily Backus, Milwaukee native, sustainability director for Vantage, joining us here on the program. Emily, thanks for the insight and information. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Emily.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Emily Backus from Vantage in Port Washington.